Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen in lush spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building, and it's going down tonight. It's Friday, and you're locked into Lush Radio Online, one of the hottest online internet radio shows worldwide, hands down, international. We're not just reaching all 50 states. We're reaching the whole entire world. Make sure you stay locked in. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Click on the tab that says listen to Lush Radio Live. Or log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. Shout out to our sponsors, ohanashop.com. If you're looking for that icy ice and that bling bling so you can get your shine on, your stun on, holla at ohanashop.com. They got all the ice for you, baby. Capital Customs. Also, you know what it is, Diverse Media Group LLC and E2K Magazine, and you're locked into LushRadioOnline.com. We're going to have one of the hottest DVD magazine dudes live with us. It's going to be one of our co-hosts. You know, he comes through and shows us love. Doggy Diamonds, our fourth DVD, and we're also going to have three of the hottest battle rappers worldwide, hands down. We're going to have Hollow the Don, and we're going to have Arsenal and Luciano live in the building. It's going down tonight on Lush Radio Online. And I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines to two of my hottest co-hosts in the building, representing California area, the one and only Ebony. What up, Ebony?
What's going on, Lush? I'm so ready for tonight.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. And what'd you say?
They're going to battle, right? They're going to battle online, right?
Yeah, we're going to battle live online tonight, man. It's all gridlock. We're going in tonight, man. It's not a game, man. It's not a game. And representing the Irvington, New Jersey area, coming up to bat, the one and only Future Guru 100. What up?
What up, Lush? What up, Ebony? I'm in the hood. I'm ready for this little extravaganza. We want to say shout out to everybody that support the station, and shout out to Genius on Twitter, the Retweet Squad, Ohana Shop, Rudy Moose, a bunch of others, Sky High ENT, what up? You already know. What up, killers? I'm here, man. It's Jersey all day. Shout out to the trucking companies that want to rock with me. Let's go, man. I'm all business today. What's up?
That's what it is.
The rules on business.
That's what it is.
Man.
Shout out to all the real businessmen out there. Real talk. Shout out to people that's about their business, that handle their business well. Shout out to them, man. For real. Shout out to the hard workers out there. The cats that work the 9-to-5s, people that own their own business. Shout out to real business today on Friday. It's going down. And a lot of y'all got paid today. Spend your money wisely or maybe save some. Don't go out partying all weekend and then be broke at the end of the weekend. For real. Save some money, man. For real. Pop some bottles for me.
Bottle for me too.
Oh, and another P.S. Public service announcement. Make sure you when you drink, make sure that you don't drink and drive. Make sure you have a designated driver. If you feel like you're too pissy drunk, make sure you drink some water, man. Make sure you sober up before you get behind that wheel. We got too many people losing their lives and stuff, so we're talking about that. Because it is Friday and it is payday, and I know you're going to the mall to buy that hot outfit, and you're about to get ready to go to the club. So you already know what it is. So they're going to be calling in a few minutes and a few seconds. So I'm going to go ahead and go to some music real quick. And we'll be back on Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying, talking about, you know, hot battle rappers live in the building, man. We got hot battle rappers in the building that's going to be rocking with us on Lush Radio Online. So like I said, strap up your seatbelt and get ready and enjoy the ride.
Yes, sir.
Everybody's a critic right now, man. Everybody got something to say, man. If they ain't rapping, then their grandmother rapping. If their grandmother rapping, their grandfather rapping. I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. Everybody's a rapper. Everybody want to criticize me for the shit I did. So I'm trying to holler at you, man. We need to hook up and do something for these motherfucking critics. You know what I mean? Get back at me, man. We here. Make music.
Oh. Right there, right there. Okay. And then I come in like...
This flat was a pine box central. Heron on an instrumental. Six men in this bitch. I'm the man in this bitch. And nope, they can't stand it. Beds so me culo. Nigga, that's Spanish. Kiss my black ass. You ain't understand it. Yep, yep. I'm back on my bullshit. Whoop your ass from the pew to the pulpit. You talk tough, but nope, you ain't gonna do shit. You foolish. I'm Tony Montana on the steps. I take all y'all bullets. You're not on test this effort. I play frisbee with your records, I confess it. I snatch your life, I do not want your necklace. Run, tell that email or text message. You soft like my girlfriend presses. Fuck bitches, get money, wait, that's sexist. I mean, fuck bitches, make us get money, that's it. I'm a rider, but my belt ain't fastened. I'm tired of y'all bastards. Mm-hmm, everybody a critic. To the mid act go, and the shit go clear it. Y'all internet dudes get fitted. Fatality, brutality. Fuck with me, lose calories and buckets of blood. That's what it does, it go down. Don't let the thing spin you around like Chris Brown. Woo! I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic. I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic.
All black, that's the shade of the card. How y'all act, y'all just hate on me hard. I'm all that. Why don't you fall back? Don't you see that I'm busy? Why don't you call back? If you get the picture, why don't you draw that? Since your homeboy raps, tell me what are his drawbacks. Since he better than me, then tell me where y'all at. If I ain't a hot boy, then what do you call that? That, the flow stay dumb tight, dope stay dumb right. They tell me God bless you when I tell them goose untight. Mims, you dumb nice, I'm looking at dumb like. Oh, you don't know, man, I only need one mic. Although my neck shine, it ain't nothing like sunlight. Since I'm stupid rich, it's only right I rock dumb ice. You can't tell me nothing, man, see I got my funds right. First that ever did it, it ain't never been done twice. First 1 mil so, then 2 mil so. Then the biggest rap record jump on Billboard. Who else could top the charts on the entrance? Mims and Phil won't go in the same sentence. Mm-hmm, I know everybody's a critic. Anybody, I mean, everybody can spit it. We all talk money, but everybody don't live it. They confuse bullshit with niggas being the shittest.
Mm-hmm, I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm, I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm, I know everybody a critic. I know everybody a critic.
I know
everybody a critic. I know everybody a critic.
You know I critique critics back, type edited letters. I get at them better than V for Vendetta. JD for president, rap resident asshole. I mean in brash tones, better mind dash those. I mean harass those, punks who get cash flow. Writing a bunch of bullshit, checks I can't cash. Talk about me, hate me, rank me last, say I stank and pass. Y'all can doubt me, my last I still bank cash.
I'm a hustling motherfucker, bank on that. No press is bad press. I could get your address. IP a home ID. Use my iPhone. MapQuest the map out. Best route to your home. Ever seen Jay and Silent Bob strike back? Like the ladies, man, 22. You said that. Bitch, you shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of rap. Crack. Internet don't have your back. Come on. I beat the shit out of a little kid. I don't give a fuck. Parents should be monitoring what the fuck you're doing on the internet. I'll whoop your ass. I'll get a switch. I'ma whoop your monkey ass.
Yo, it's your girl, Lashy Lashy. You live in the building, and it's going down tonight. We're going to get the hottest battle rappers going down on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? Giving us a spill of the battle market. You know what I'm saying? Their moves that they're making. And also, they're going to give us some freestyles tonight, man. And we just talk about different issues live online on Lush Radio Online. It's going down tonight. We got two of the hottest co-hosts in the building. We're going to be having your boy, you know what I'm saying? Hello to Don. Calling in a few, man. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're going to be live on the line just talking about different things. So, guys, man, you know, let's talk about dating real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about dating, you know.
Pisces must think alike, because I was just right on there like, let's talk about that cougarism from this conversation.
Yeah, let's talk about cougarism. Like, you know, let's talk about dating in 2010. You know, Cass is talking about it's a recession and this, that, and the third. So, like, I mean, do you think that, you know, let's first talk about, you know, in regards to going on a date and stuff like that nowadays in 2010, dealing with recession, and then let's talk about the cougarism. But the first thing is, like, okay, when you go out on a date with a guy, right, and you don't really know him like that, and the guy say, yo, I only got $60 to work with to go on a date. Should you still go on a date with him, or should you just budget out that money and still make a good date out of it? What'd you think about that, Cookie? I mean, not Cookie, but Ebony. I'm tripping. What do you think about
Cookie on the line? Okay.
You're not, you're on the line. Go ahead.
If he tells me he only has $60.
Yeah, he said
you're going on a date with him.
He got $60 to $80 to spend.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Do you like this guy? I wouldn't, because, you know, because he wants to spend some money on you. You know what I'm saying? If you just going out with him because you wanted to spend some money on you, then that probably wouldn't be the date for you. But if you actually like this guy and you can budget a $60 to $80 date and you want to spend some time with this person, then go for it.
Goo, what you think about that situation? You think a girl should work with you if a guy got $60 to you know, budget on a date? What you think about that?
Well, I mean, of course they should work with you. It depends on the intentions. It's all about the intentions. It's all about where is it going? Is it a date, or is it just like I'm coming by? Like, you can't plan a date with like $60. They don't consider that a date. If it's something like a last-minute, spur-of-the-moment, then of course you should work with them. But you can't say 2 weeks in advance we planned the date, or a month in advance we planned the date, then you show up at with the 60. That's kind of crazy. I'm just saying, man, plan it out, man. Of course, if it's spur-of-the-moment, if it's spontaneous, if you call in the date or we going out, both of y'all ante up, whatever. Any up, females. I'm speaking for the dudes. Yo, 12
hours. So that means you believe in the whole Dutchy situation where you gotta go Dutch.
Yeah, of course. Yep. It is that time, but it don't necessarily mean that gotta go down like that all the time. I'm not a fan of that all the time. Of course not. But I'm just saying, if it's spontaneous, any up, Dutchy.
Oh man, that's what it is. He said, "Go Dutchy." My thing is like this. I mean,
if it's spontaneous, let's stop doing that. If it's spontaneous, if it's at that moment, yeah. Dang, I ain't for that all the time. I said if it's spontaneous, right there on the spot, of course, if need be, yeah, work that out, ante up.
That's what it is.
Enjoy yourself.
Just joining us, we're talking about basically, you know, dating in 2010 because people were in a recession. So if you got a dude that said he only got $60 to spend, you know what I mean, on a freaking, you know, date and stuff, you know, should you still go out on a date with him and budget out that $60, $60 to $80, or should you be like, nah? You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, dudes being honest and saying this is how much he got. And you can still work it out. Say you go to BBQ's, right? You get some sticky wings. He get a little meal. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Say, like, that's $40 altogether, right? Say he working with 80, right? You know what I'm saying? Say you was taking the train. You in New York or whatever, right? You still got enough to take the train, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, cab or whatever, and do what you got to do. And then he still got $20 left over. So, basically, you know what I'm saying? You got a date and got all that done. All through that whole thing.
But it
you can budget that out. You can really have a date off $80. If you budget it out.
You know, but it depends on the intentions of the female or the intentions of the male. You know, are you just going out with this person just because you want him to spend money on you? Or do you really like this person? Because if you like this person, you'll be willing to negotiate something.
Nah, this is the person you just met. But we gonna hold on that tip, on that, hold that thought, cause I think we got my man Hollow, you know what I'm saying, the Dawn live on the line on Lush Radio Online. You know what I mean? You know, one of the hottest battle rappers live in the building with us. You know what I'm saying? So Hollow, you live in the building? What up, fam?
Yeah.
You there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you loud and clear. Roger that.
Okay, yeah. I figured there you. I be on my pimp stuff. I ain't spending a dime.
How you feel about that, man?
Hold on, he's speaking for the two speakers.
How you feel about that, man?
Nah, I'm messing around. I figured there. I ain't heard the whole conversation.
Wow.
I ain't heard the whole conversation, so I really can't comment. You know what I mean?
Now, we was talking about, you know, in this day and age and dating in 2010, you know what I'm saying? People talk about it's a recession. And say you know what I'm saying, there's a dude, right? And dude comes to the female and says, look, man, like, I like you. I want to go out, but this is how much I got. I got, like, $60 to $80. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work with this. Do you think the woman should still go on a date with the dude, or should she try to work with him?
I mean, if it's a lame dude, then don't work with him. If it's a lame dude, I feel the female that's on their hustle, like, you know what I'm saying, playing for what he is. But, you know, if he's a G, you know what I'm saying, we can make it a blockbuster night. Like, you know what I'm saying, we can have fun without even spending money if it's that type of dude and you're feeling him, you know what I'm saying?
So he always trying to find a way not to spend money.
Nah. I'm going to stick up. I'm going to stick up for him. I'm going to stick up for him right now only because I like the fact that if it's a blockbuster night, it ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, even though you can still make that date into some KFC or some Popeyes.
I'm not doing no blockbuster night. I just met you. That's what's not.
Why? Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I understand that, but it's a date. Some people come to visit for a date. You can bring flowers and turn it into a date. Stop playing.
Yo, hold that thought. Since we got Hollow live in the building, Hollow, one of the hottest, you know what I'm saying, battle rappers on the market right now, you know what I'm saying? He live on Lush Radio Online. If you're just joining us, call in at 347-826-7722. Let's give Hollow some Lush Radio love.
Yeah. Standing ovation.
Yo, man, they love you right now, man.
How we doing?
I'm honored. For real.
They love you right now, fam. And, you know, I know you jumped in. We got you in our conversation and stuff. We're going to talk more about it and stuff, talk about this relationship stuff and include you in it. But the question is right now, do you got any shout-outs or anything before we get into our interview, boo?
Yeah, man, I just want to shout out everybody supporting the hip-hop movement and shout out like people like y'all that hit the artists up and, you know, take the time out and the extra step to actually see what we're about, you know, shout y'all out, you know?
It is. That's what it is. We're here to support independent artists, Major. We just want to support the movement, educate our people about what they need to do to, you know, keep continue progressing in whatever acid or facet that they're doing, you know. So, all right, the question is, what started you getting into the battle arena?
Just like not liking people. Like, you know, I just didn't like people. They rapped, I rapped. That's the best way to get them out of there, you know, just to embarrass them without even physically hurting them. You know what I'm saying? So it really just came out of some built up, like, let me get all these bars out that I had, you know, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the best way to do it is just, you know, I used to go down to 42nd and go there with me and my man, and by the end of the night, it's about 100 people in the crowd just, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just doing stuff like that just out of the passion I had, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it comes from, mainly just the passion, you know what I mean?
Wow. Mm. That's what it is, man. That's real talk right there. So you said you basically didn't like people and you just wanted to embarrass them. So who are some of the people with some of your inspirations and stuff when it comes to just dealing with music in general?
Man, I had a lot of, I mean, I first started writing off Ready to Die. You know, that's the first really, as far as music, just period, Ready to Die, Ghetto Boys and ODB was my first three tapes. And, you know, I rocked with that, but I got a lot of influence, like too many to name, because that's why my style's so crazy, because I listen to everything from down south, west coast. Like, if I like it, it don't matter, you know?
Mm.
So I got a blender. I got a blend to everybody.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And I know my girl, you know, with the beautiful voice over there, got some words for you, baby.
Okay, I hope so. I hope so.
How yes, you doing today? Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm very fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What I wanted to ask you is, like, okay, so when you started off, it was more of a just to get people, you know, just to embarrass the people. So when did you decide that it was going to be something that you wanted to pursue as a profession?
I never really thought about it like that. I just was like, yo, this is fun. This is what I like to do. You know, I don't care. Like they said, the stigma of just a battle rapper, I really just don't care, you know. So it was just like, I don't know, I can't really say. It's just that passion, like I could say, like, you know, just kept me going. I never really looked at the money or getting big, because when I started, it wasn't big like that, you know. So I never really looked at the money angle, but now we getting money and that's cool.
Oh, that's
man.
So money is just a plus to what you love to do.
Yeah, because, I mean, I feel like if you already getting money, it's no big deal, because it ain't like we getting millions or hundreds of thousands. So, you know, if I'm getting 5 stacks for a battle and I already got 5 stacks in the stash, like, that ain't really nothing crazy for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad I could still do it and people still watch it and support it. You know, that's what I'm more happy about.
That's what's up. Thank you.
Yeah,
you are sexy.
Oh, look at him trying to get fresh on the line. What?
You already know. You know, y'all could go to commercial and she could slide me that number.
Nah. Wow, I've never been
Nah, I'm gonna take the pressure off. I'm sorry.
Oh, we might can make that little connection maybe offline later. Guru, you up the bat, Guru.
Jersey in the building. I just want to tell him that we live on Twitter. I'm going to get his Twitter page if he has the Twitter popping, and then I'm going to ask my question. You got a Twitter?
Yeah, Hollow to Dawn. Twitter, Hollow to Dawn. That's it. Just like my name spelled, that's my joint.
Hold on, fam. Hollow?
Yeah, Hollow.
Dadon?
Yeah, Dadon.
I got you live on Twitter right now, so you can follow all of us back. We'll keep you posted on the updates. But my question is, one of your what arena was you at? Where were you, and what was one of your most memorable moments? How much stacks was on the line or whatever, and like the crowd was like really rocking with you and you was killing it. Like who'd you really go at, like out there? Like who was one of your most memorable joints out there? Like tell us about that joint and taking the money home and all that.
Oh, that's a real, real good question, too. And I might have, too, because, like, I know BET is just a whole different scenario. The lights, the cameras, primetime television, like when I was doing 106 in Park, like that's a whole different other ball game. Like, I'm not going to lie. That's like the most memorable as far as battles. And, you know, in Oakland, that crowd, when I went out there, Ars could probably say too, because he was out there too, that crowd showed mad love out there in Oakland when I battled Passwords. And I took the money before the battle because, you know, you get paid off top. That's why cats don't bet too much no more, because if you up there, you get paid just before you show up, you know?
Wow.
But I'm more than willing to bet. We need to start putting them stacks up again.
Ain't that the truth? They used to do it in Newark. Yeah, man, you know, right over there, Elizabeth 5. Shout out to everybody on Elizabeth 5 over there. You already know. That's where really they take that money and they go bet on real battle rap. Yeah, right. You know, already know.
That's what it is. Other question I have to ask you, Hollow, is what are the up-and-coming battles that are coming up, and who would you want to battle next?
I want to battle everybody. Anybody you think is good that everybody says is top dog, like, you know, Solomon, Mook, Rex, all of them. I'm trying to get them. I mean, even the cats, you know, Goods, I'm trying to get that. Casitas, I'm trying to get that. Like, my hit list goes pretty far.
Wow, see, now we're going to have to holler at our program manager, and we're going to have to get you on here.
Yeah.
Exclusive, because, you know, you just missed Goods last week, and we had Mook here, too.
Well, they know. It's not a secret. They know they on my hit list. I tell them, like, I don't really do blogs like that. I'd rather tell them when I see them. I see them, and I say, you're on my hit list.
Wow, okay.
So, Goods know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the thrill for you, like, after you, is it more like, I know for men, like, is it like an ego thing, or you feel like, yo, like it just gives you like that kind of surge of like authority, like power, when you annihilate somebody on the battlefield?
Yeah, it's good to just watch them look stupid. It's good to just make them, you know what I'm saying, especially if they going all crazy, because I don't really talk. I ain't trying to curse, but I don't talk too crazy. And people do that, and I let them do that, and they just pretty much hang themselves. So when it's that scenario, yeah, it's definitely fun, and it definitely drives my ego, you know? So it's definitely like, I don't know. I just like to torture people. That's why I say some of the craziest stuff, you know, you've heard in battle raps.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Please put your Twitter and all your information out there for the people, so they can get in contact with you, fam.
Yeah, hit me, man. Hollow the Dawn at Twitter. Hit me at the Twitter. You can hit me on the MySpace/Hollow now. Yeah, I mean, N-O-W, like now. You go to itsmoving.com and cop the CD, iTunes, Amazon. You know, you could just be around New York City and see me, because I'm in all five boroughs all the time. You know what I mean? I get around.
That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm sitting here looking at your Twitter right now. You know, we following you right now on Twitter, fam.
Okay, I'm about to do the same. I just retweeted the joint because I seen y'all joint right before, you know, we got on the air. I just retweeted it. So we definitely going to be following each other.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. You know, you look like a little slick joint over there, too. You real slick.
man, yeah, I'm smooth like cocoa butter, baby.
See, that's what it is, man. You was off the hook.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much. I'm going to go ahead and let the next person go ahead and go in real quick.
All right. Thank y'all for the love, man. Definitely,
yo,
man. Just shout out for me. Good
luck.
Before you wait, let him just give us a little bit of something. Let him just
before you leave, can you do me a quick thing and give us a shout out? Can you give me a Lush Radio shout out real quick and say, yo, this is Hollow the Don, you know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with Lush Radio online.
All day. Yeah. You know who it is, man. Hollow the Don, rocking with Lush Radio online. Shout out Coconuts Entertainment, man. Shout out the beautiful ladies doing it up there.
And you know what we need? We need a Lush Radio exclusive, man. Y'all need to give us the 16, but give us some fire, man. It's Freestyle Fridays, Follow Back Fridays, man. Give us some heat, fam. It's sizzling. Muy caliente right
okay.
now.
Okay. I said, look, this Hollow the Dome. Play this on your radio. Need to hear this crazy flow banging through your stereo. Leaders of the new school. Here we go, that cherry foe got hoes dizzy like a merry-go. Then I bag it like a shaky-o. Chump, I make your honey nut. Cheerios, feel me on this. Nah, F that sh. I can't trust her with my stash and trust that chick. Cause over 50 years, even your mother a snitch. Nah, feel me on this. Nah, fuck that shit. You G100 job coward. I'm hot like 97 with 105's power. Feel me. So you a target, fam. If I run charge the van, I'ma break the glass like Darvin Ham. But this time it wasn't with the aqua hand. Had to bring them bars back just for all my fans. Yeah.
Hey, all right. That was another Lush Radio Online exclusive by Hollow the Don.
Yeah,
represent Hard Body for the New York City area, live on Lush Radio Online. Oh, baby. That was fire right there. Appreciate you, fam.
Good looking,
it's
mama.
Shout out,
man.
Coming
That's out. What it is, man. Definitely come join us back again. But real talk, man, before you get off, answer this question. Have you ever dealt with a cougar before, since we're talking about relationships? Have you ever dealt with a cougar, and are cougars in 2010?
Cougar? What you talking about, the car?
No, cougar, not the car. The older ladies that like the younger men.
Oh, yeah, of course. My shorty, my ex-shorty was 37, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's not no age limit with me. I mean, it is an age limit once the wrinkles and all that. I don't see the wrinkles, but I'm saying as long as you still looking young and looking good, I mean, age don't really matter. I beat the dust off that joint. You know what I mean? Straight up.
That's what it is. My man is going in.
Straight
yeah,
up.
Thanks, man. We appreciate you, man. And we really hope that everything that you're doing, you know, keeps perspiring and you keep on progressing on, man. And we definitely going to check for you, man, and hit you up on Twitter and all that, man. Shout out to you. Is there anything, you know, coming up soon for you, like EP, mixtape, anything like that that we need to check for before you bounce?
Yeah, the Money Changes Loyalty Don on iTunes and Amazon. Go to itsmoving.com. That's the website. You could download it, hear the tracks, see the videos. And, you know, I just want everybody to know it's loyalty over money. You know, it's all about loyalty, man. Most cats are shady, and, you know, they end up doing their homeboys in over some bread. With me, it's loyalty over money. That's about it.
That's what it is. Talk to you later, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all.
Look.
Thank you.
Jersey
looking,
in the building.
Man.
Jersey.
That's what it is. And if you're just joining us right now, we just had the one and only Hollow the Don, representing New York area, man, one of the hottest battle rappers doing this thing. We're going to have your boy Arsenal live in the building, your man Luciano in the building. It's not a game. We're not playing games. It's Lush Radio Online. And back to the conversation, guys, man. That dude was nice, man. Definitely appreciate him coming through, showing us love on a Friday. So, guys, man, we talking about this this $60, $80 date, man. Y'all talking about going Dutchy and all this other stuff. My thing is like this. You know, even if you don't know the cat, but the cat, you might not date this cat again, but you got to respect the fact that the cat was real and say, yo, all I got is $80. Yo, I'm going to work that $80. I'm going to tell y'all I had experience I had back in the day, right? I was a little younger. This cat, right, you know, he said he want to take me to movies, all this stuff, right? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, all right. I'm like, but I can't really do that because I was hustling at the time. We need to go somewhere real close from where I was at, right? So we went to Applebee's and all that, you know. And so I started seeing a warning sign. The warning sign is cat ordered water first. You know when most dudes order water, it's like, you know, not to say that some people, you know, order water because that's like what they like to drink, but half of them people, like, they either broke at the time. That's why they drinking water. Most people don't have that much money. They order water. You know what I'm saying, at the table, right? Because normally if they had more, they'll get more than that, or they might get a drink, or they might get some soda or something, or juice. But if they don't, they'll get water. So he orders water, and I said, hold up, my G. How much money you got in your pocket? Let's be real. He said, well, I ain't going to lie, I got $20. $20? $20? I said, you got $20. What you going to do with $20, man? He said, man, because, you know, I thought we was going to go to... See, back in the day, movies were a little bit cheaper back then at that time, right? And see, now, like, you know, you can't go to the movies without at least bringing, like, $60 alone, you know, with the condiments and all that other stuff, right? So, you know, so I'm like, well, what if I wanted to eat and stuff? He said, well, I thought you would have had ate before we went to the movies. I'm like, wow, you bugging.
So,
yo, so check it, right? So what I do is, I said, look, we're going to work this out because he came this back in the day, right? So he came on the train or whatever, right? So I said, look, man, look, baby boy, we're going to stretch out this $20. So we were sitting at Applebee's. You know they got the little sampler. Sampler wasn't no more than like $7, $8, right? So I get the little sampler. I said, look, I'm going to get the sampler, shorty. I said, yo, you hungry? I said, you can share it with me if you want to. He like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Okay, so I right, bet. So he said he good. So, you know, I ordered me a soda, which is a dollar. So that's like, what, up to eight something, right? So we ain't leaving no tip because shorty don't got that much money, but still he got enough money to keep in his pocket, right? He got enough money to keep in his pocket. So he got change left over. So the sampler comes out. Shorty's like, yo. He's like, yo. I told him, I said, would you like to get some? He said, first, remind you, he said he was good. Shorty almost tore the whole entire set sampler up, man. Almost ate the whole joint. So I'm like, damn, son. Like, what's really good? You know, so I'm like, I said, yo, I'm going to work with you. I said, like, if I was a real bougie chick, I would have left you here by yourself. But I said, I'll work with you. See, I'm willing to work with somebody, but I would never date you again. I would never date you again. And that's my point on the whole situation like that. But if they like your homie and you know them and stuff, and y'all can put y'all money together for a situation, but I don't roll like that. You know, if you don't got it, I know I'm going to take care of myself. I don't know about you. For real. And that's real talk.
You asking me to go out. Like, you know, you got to have a plan. You asking me to go out. I need to know what we're going to do, what the plan is.
Yeah, what is the plan?
Talk about the situation before it even occurs. Movie night at your house, not this much, you know, that's not going to happen. So, you know, we'll find something else to do. Definitely.
But this the other question I want to ask, right? You got situations where somebody told me, this one lady told me, she said she went out to a nice, expensive restaurant, got nice looking and everything like that. So all the food, they ate all the food and everything. I'm talking about the most expensive stuff on the menu. They get the time to pay. Your man says, oh, man, oh, God. God, I can't find my wallet. Oh, God, I can't find my wallet. Oh, so what would you do in that situation? I can't find my wallet. Guru, have you ever dealt with a situation, have you heard about situations like that where, you know, the man has no money at the table when it's time to, you know, what should the woman do? In a situation like that?
Well, I'm got to answer that question like, yeah, I'm talking to my daughter, so, you know, shout out to my daughter, my baby girl. But, I mean, my daughter is in her best interest to be able to handle herself, and, you know, I mean, that's a bad reflection if it's a date that the woman is not presumed to be Dutch on a Dutch date, but that's an awkward situation. But I would, you know, hope that, you know, she knows the cost. If she didn't have that bread or her little credit card or whatever, she could be able to call, you know, especially, you know, in that kind of case where it's awkward, like, everybody's, that's a public, like, that's a situation right there, so.
That's
like,
a situation.
You washing dishes? Like, daddy, I don't want to wash dishes type shit. Like, because you asking me from a woman's standpoint, you saying what should a woman do? If it was my daughter, like, call daddy, you know, because she's on my radar at all times. Like, she, you know, she, I'm 10 minutes away, but for my, from a dude, like, come on, you can't presume from the beginning if you leave together that's going to be working itself out. So stop, come on, man, I shouldn't even be, like, discussing that for a dude, like. You can't go out there like that, like somebody, like the woman's going to presume to have bread, like to do that, put you out there, bail you out. It's like, that's bailing you out. That's like, you might as well be locked up. I might be locked up after that anyway. No, after that, you might as well go to jail.
Wow.
Berg, she's going to throw you under the bus. It's going to be a rap for you, your rep-wise.
That's what's up.
reputation on your line. Yo, if for the guys, your reputation on the line. Don't do that. That should not even be a conversation right now. For her, for me to be telling another dude that, he's definitely not in my circle. But for anybody that's not in my circle, yeah, that will rule. That's your reputation is on the line if you go out and presume that.
Definitely. Guys, when you're going out on dates with females, man, don't act like you don't have no money when you're sitting there and y'all guys ordering, like, the top things on the menu. And you're like, oh, man, I left my wallet, man. I left my jacket. Hold up, dog. Hold up. Let me check. Hold up. So what you do, you know what I would say to him? Yo, hold up. I got to use the bathroom. I got to powder my nose. And I will be out that door. I'm going to holler. Out of here.
Well, you know what I would do? I would pay for my food, you know, and I would go. And he'd be there trying to figure out how he was going to do what he was supposed to be doing because that's some BS. You know you're going on a date. How do you walk out the house and the biggest thing that you put in your pocket is a wallet?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, what are you doing?
Hold that thought right there because I think we have the man of the hour live in the building. We might got Arsenal live on the line on Lush Radio Online. Another one of the hottest battle rappers on the market coming through. Watch out because he'll incinerate you. Arsenal.
Okay.
Is this Arsenal live on the line with us? 646?
Nah, this Charlie Clips, man.
Okay.
Charlie Clips, what's up?
What's good? What's good? What's good?
What's good with you, man? I didn't even know. This is a surprise to me. What's good?
What up, man? Oh, I was talking to Cookie told me to call up today. You know what I mean? So I called the show some love into the radio and all that, you know?
Oh, okay.
Shout out to my bro, Oz, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my bro, Oz.
Yeah, because if he do call in, his intro was already done and shit.
That's right. We on my
Let's,
time now.
Shout out to Arsenal, man. T-Bird. Shout out to T-Bird because T-Bird shout out to Arsenal out. So he definitely is live and popping on Lush Radio already, like over the last week. So Arsenal, what up, baby boy? This jersey right here all day. Shout out. Yeah, shout out to Arsenal and everything.
We got Charlie Clips live on the line, man. If you're just joining us right now, live in the building, we got your man Charlie Clips in the building. Don't make it clip you up, man, because it's crazy right now on Lush Radio Online. What up, Charlie Clips?
Word, man. Everything is great, man. Everything is great. I'm digging the show. I know my boy Cortez was called up there not too long ago and all that. You know what I mean? So, you know, got to definitely call and get my love up there. Y'all there doing the damn thing, you know what I mean? I respect it. Y'all and y'all grind, that's what it's about, you feel me?
That's what it is, man. Tell us what's going on new in your area and your quick shout-outs and everything before we go into it, since you know what I'm saying, you called in, we got to show you some love, Charlie.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, right now I'm about to drop that Scooby Snacks mixtape. You know, Scooby Snacks is all freestyles. It ain't a four-course meal, you know what I mean? It's something light to snack on. That should be out in about 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? All freestyles. Austin is gonna be on there. Hollow the Don, DNA, Cortez, Math. You know, all the battle legends. You know, they all fam. You know, we all respect one another. They gonna be on there, so that's gonna be crazy. I mean, other than that, you know, I got a couple situations on the table and stuff. I don't really want to speak on too much, but everything is looking great right now. You know, I can't complain. So just look for me to keep bombing y'all with these new tracks, these new freestyles. Probably gonna put one out every day to the mixtape drop. You know, follow me on Twitter, you know, twitter.com/CharlieClips or @CharlieClips, you know, that's CharlieClips. You know, just holler at your boy, man. I'm making moves. I'm doing it real big, you know, as you can see the views and everything. I'm doing what I gotta do. And that's about it, though.
That's what it is. We appreciate that, man. Since you on it, and it is Freestyle Friday, follow Friday. Y'all need to be following our man Charlie Clips in the building. You going to give us a Lush Radio exclusive. You going to give us some bars.
Y'all want some bars?
You want some balls?
I got you some balls. I got you. Hold on. I say, yo. All right, look. Here we go. I said, it's like a birthday in my wallet. That's crazy cake. New hustler, but getting money like it's 88. Sam said he popping bottles. Yeah, right, he crazy fake. Because the only time that nigga get ace of spade is playing crazy eight. Pity pat, solitaire, goldfish. No binoculars on, but yet I'm so focused. These haters want my old swag. They even want my old chick. It's like they just found my diaper. That's old shit. Okay, now end with the new. Lush Radio was popping. Let them know what it do. When you say Charlie Clips, some might reply who? Because I'm like an ex-Crip, how I came out the blue. Ooh, I see these haters on their grind too. They flow sick, well, mine's that times two. Shall I remind you that my chain will blind you? My outfit's so sick, you swear my style has got the swine flu. Damn, and you ain't never been a boss liar. Try and dodge till you end up on this crossfire. From deep with the long fire. Man, it's heat, I have your head like you sat under the wrong dryer. And nah, you ain't never been a dude. Your girl said your money shorter than an interlude. I throw a condom on, tell her give a little drool. Now she got a mouth around the rubber like an inner tube. Something like, though, you know what I mean? Something
damn!
Like,
oh, shit!
You know what I mean?
Oh, love!
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
You know, something like Freestyle Friday, I gotta bless y'all. You know, something like.
Damn! Why you gonna hurt him like that? Flipping him up like Charlie. Oh.
You know, I couldn't get off the phone with something weak. This Lush Radio, baby. I can't be calling up here with no weak stuff. You know.
You're right.
Can't do that.
You got that right.
Yo, that was hot right there. I'm following you on Twitter and the whole crew. I know they following you. Future Ghoul 100, Ebenisha, K Star Beauty, Natalia Colombian Princess. Man, we following you, man. I mean,
yeah,
that thing right
love,
there
man.
Was crazy.
I appreciate it, man. You know it ain't nothing, man. I mean, y'all know how to get in contact with me. Y'all let me know. I call up here anytime. I don't give a fuck if I'm underwater, wherever I'm at. I'm gonna pick up and call. So just let me know. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing. Just holler at me. You know I fucks with y'all. Y'all fucks with me. One hand wash the other. Both wash the face. So let's get it. You know?
Hey, Charlie. Can you do me a favor and give me a Lush Radio shout-out real quick, fam?
Oh, yeah. You already know. It's your boy, Charlie Clips, and I'm live right now with Lush Radio Online, one of the hottest websites out right now. You know why? Because your boy is tuned in. Yeah, Jersey, what up? Holler, we in the building. I'm holler at y'all.
That's what it is, man. That was just, like, so, like, hot right there. Like I got excited. Man. I'm mad excited.
That's right. I tell you what, next time we get an interview and all that, I got some more bars for y'all. I hit y'all with something
man.
Else, you know. We could definitely do that. That ain't nothing. That's natural right there. That's natural. I do that in my sleep.
Charlie, the other thing I want to ask you, since we were talking about relationships a little bit, right? You know, if you was in a situation or you had a homegirl. Or, you know what I'm saying, you know, a seed and she encountered a situation like this. You know, they at dinner, they sitting there and they enjoying the dinner, you know, ordering lobsters and, you know, bottles of Moscato and all kinds of, like, crazy stuff, right? And you get to the plate and your man said, yo, hold up. I forgot my wallet, man. I forgot my wallet. What should you do? We want your advice, Charlie.
Now, the girl, if I'm not mistaken, this ain't no first date. They really fuck with each other. They cool, right? They tight.
This is the first date, my G.
Oh, this the first date? first of all, you got to bust out laughing. That's number one. Rule number one, you bust out laughing. Rule number one, you bust out laughing. Rule number two is... If you don't got it, then you gotta tell that nigga I'm out. But if you got it, ladies, my thing is, if the night was worth it, then it was worth it. You feel what I'm saying? Sometimes you could get with a nigga that do got the money to pay for all that, but the night was whack. If it's worth it, he just ain't got it. You just gotta break his ass down from there. You know what I mean, nigga? No more dates with you not coming out your pocket. Let this be the last one. If y'all really having fun that night,
If he whacking, then he whack on the ground and you ain't fucking with him, let him go. But if you got it, ladies, and he's and you fucking with him and you rocking with him, sometimes you don't get that feeling again. So sometimes you got to pay for that kind of feeling, you know what I mean? So it's a right to spend on the first night. But the forgot my wallet thing, he got to tell him he got to stop that, though. Just tell him I ain't got it, you know what I mean? Or maybe y'all should go to the store. He got EBT or something. Y'all could swap later or something on an EBT card or something. But if y'all got it right there, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what dude doing.
No, he did say EBT card.
You know what I mean? Y'all, can be, y'all better go get some sandwiches or something with that PIN number. You know what I mean? Word up.
Hey, yo, Charlie is crazy, son.
Word up,
Charlie,
man.
Charlie, we appreciate you, man. Throw that Twitter out there. Follow Fridays. Make sure you following Charlie Clips, man. Put that information out for the people so they can get at you.
Yes, sir. Y'all already know, twitter.com/CharlieClips or just at Charlie Clips. That's CharlieClips. Just follow me. You can hit me for information. If you need my email to send beats, if you just want to holler at me, let me know y'all fucking with the movement, what I'm doing right and what I'm doing wrong, because I love criticism, you know what I mean? And y'all the consumer, so, you know, I got to follow what y'all want. So just holler at your boy. I'm always open on Twitter. DM me if I don't respond. DM me and let me know. Nigga, you ain't responding to me, nigga. And I respond to you, know what I mean? I'm cool like that. So holler at your boy, and you know what I mean? Holler saying, what up, Pesa, what up? You know what I mean? And that's it right there, you know?
That's what it is, man. Appreciate you, man. That's what it is.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all already know. Y'all know y'all can just holler at me, man, anytime I call up. It ain't nothing. You know, that's life. So just let me know. We can do this anytime.
That's what's up, man. I like Charlie, man. Blah! That's what I'm talking about. Real talk. Charlie Clips live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. We trying to see if we got Austin on the line. Let's check, man. I'm talking about, man, we got another one of the hottest battle rappers on the market, man. I mean, we done had them all, man. I mean, it's the lines be crazy, man. This dude right here, man, will incinerate you, man. They call him Arsenal. You know what I mean? Do we got Arsenal on the line? Am I correct this time? 973 was good.
Of course.
That sound about right. 973, That's
him.
What's good with you, man?
That's me. What's up, man? Hey, damn, what's cracking? Talk to me.
That's what it is right there. Shout out to Arsenal.
And everything's going on, man. Everything's going on. Right now, I'm on my way to Virginia right now as we speak, man. I'm opening up for Santana on Sunday, so
damn.
I'm on my way down south, you know.
Okay. Now we're going to have serious questions.
Yeah. Once I come home on Tuesday, I'm flying back out west to California Wednesday night. You know, I'll be out there for like 5 days. Go chew somebody else. Show them how it's done. You know. What's up, though? Talk to
Enough
me.
And much. We still got your man Charlie on. He might want to say hi to you real quick.
Charlie talking about DM him and shit. That nigga don't tweet nobody. He's a retweeting ass nigga.
Stop that, man.
All he do is retweet. trying to get in contact with Charlie Clips is like trying to speak to one of the prophets or somebody. Like, it's not going to happen.
Yo, you know you're my boy, man.
Hey, Charlie, how much I got to pay you for a feature? Ever since we did Baby Girl, he been done. He don't want to do no more songs with me.
Stop, man. Don't invite me to Jersey no more, man. I don't know what's going on, man. You know, you my bro. You know the code thing. You know the code is to text me, baby. You can't call me. You know you got to text me. And I know you ain't talking, Mr. Busy Man, opening up for Santana and all that. I'm stuck in New York.
Yeah,
you
man.
In Virginia right now. You're going to Virginia, baby. Can I join you?
Oh, man. You could, man. You know, anywhere I go, you welcome, my G. Real talk.
Well, hold on. I'm about to get
Real
the cab
talk.
Right now. Just wait right there. Nah. But for real, when we get off of here, you got to call me, man. I got something for you. You know you got to get on this new tape I got. Stop bullshitting, man.
Yeah, man, you already. I'm down for that. You know, I'm down for all type of music. Any feature, I'm here, man. I'm here.
Okay,
you already know.
So I'm going to call you, bro. Pick your phone up, too, when I call you, man.
That's what it is.
Y'all hear that, right? I hope y'all recording this. He said he's going to call me now.
You put this as evidence.
Call back and let us know what was the outcome. We need to know what happened.
Call me, I'm going to call y'all up like, yo, now where that tape at? Run that tape back. Because his memory, what he going to say? What he going to say when I see him at the next battle? I'm going to be like, Charlie, what's up? Why you ain't call me, bro? He going to be like, oh, you told me you was going to call me.
Oh, yo, you got my excuse already. I got to switch my shit up then. I got to come up with a new excuse. I'm about to write like three of them down right now.
I could have sworn you said you was going to call me, bro. You ain't say that? I'm going to be like, run and take that, man. Run and take that.
Yo, everybody on Lush Radio hear me, man. Charlie Clips is going to call Arsenal the Rebel today, tonight. I'm calling Ars, man. I'm calling you, Ars.
Oh,
stop
man.
It, man.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yo,
bro,
but look, bro, I'm happy for you, man. You're going to do big things. Do what you got to do out there in VA. I'm going to holler at you so we can get up and do that, man. You know you're my brother. Keep doing what you're doing,
oh,
man. Tough. Can't wait for you to go out there on the 8th and kill out there in the West Coast. You know,
yeah.
Cali yours
definitely.
Right now, so continue to do what you do. Lush Radio, y'all already know. You text me.
You know one more
Twitter.
Thing, though?
I
you know one more thing, Charlie?
Yeah.
One more thing I like about the 8th. I get
what's
to
that?
Run back into Randy. I get to run back into Randy face to face.
Oh, man. Oh, here you go.
I get. You know I'm going to fuck with T-Rex when I get out there. Oh, he's coming to Cali? Oh, man.
Oh, man. And
I can't wait to
too,
see him.
So I know you're going to have fun with that one. He's battling Awkward, too.
I can't wait to see him. You know I'm going to be in Awkward, so I'm going to be right behind.
Let me ask you something honestly, right? I know you don't fuck with Rex too heavy, but let me ask you honestly. You don't think he's going to be Awkward?
Yeah. I would hope so.
I think he's gonna be awkward because you showed everybody that out there in Cali you could withstand that crowd because that's a tough ass crowd out there,
yeah.
Boy. But
yeah, they rough. And you know what? It be so many of them. Well, you walk in there, I'm telling you, it's over. It be over 500 motherfuckers in the building.
I know, bro. Trust me, I know. You
crazy,
man.
Man.
Yo,
hey,
I'm gonna call
hey,
you, man.
Charlie. Charlie, make sure y'all link up and get that popping, man, because we want that exclusive record in rotation with us, man. So make sure y'all make that happen.
As soon as we do it, we just send it to you. As soon as we do it, I'll make sure you get that first.
That's
word. I got you.
That's
right,
what's up right here.
All y'all doing,
little
potted. Keep doing what y'all doing. Lush Radio Online. I fucks with y'all. Ars, bro, I'm going to call you. Pick up when I call you, and I'll see y'all later.
That's what's up,
ain't
man.
No.
That's what it is, man. Look at that. They solidifying dates and all that. Live on Lush Radio Online is crazy right now.
Who does it? Who does it like that? Who does that?
It's crazy. Yo, but you know what's crazy, though, Arsenal? Because, you know, we had Sky High on here, and, you know, they were screaming your name crazy. You know, T-Bird was shouting you out like crazy the other day. You know? And that's our Lush Radio fam. And everything, you know, so they were
saying,
but Arsenal, man, I mean, you really killing people out here on this battlefield, man. You going from New York to the Jersey, the West Coast and everything like that. You know, what inspired you to get into the battle arena?
Loaded Lux threw me in there. I ain't going to lie. He threw me in there. He set somebody up to beat Hollywood. Yeah, that was the first one. He set him up. I didn't want to do it. Honestly, the funny story is I was supposed to battle Goods that night. That would have been the end of Goods' career. But he was lucky he came late. He was lucky he came late. And I ended up battling Hollywood, and I destroyed him. But Goods is my brother. I'm kind of glad it ain't happened that night because, I mean, me and Goods might not be friends like we are now.
Yeah, but damn, the slick talk just don't stop. Let's go.
Nah, you know I'm a soldier. I do this.
I know that's
I'm
right, yo. That's what G's do. That's that, yo. This is what we gotta understand. People need to understand when it's a grind. It's a grind. I'm from Irving.
Yeah.
It's a grind when I walk out the door. I don't care what step I step up or down. If I step up, if I step down, it's a grind. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Get your mind right, cause when you open that door to leave your house, I got blinders on. So, I mean, I can understand what he just said right there, and they boys, though. But that it's the hunger, and I appreciate that, man. That's, like, real honest shit right there, man. That's real.
Yeah, good luck. Not only, right. I mean, I got one more. After this Cali trip, I got one more battle that's going to go down. I think I'm going to leave that alone, though, pretty soon. Me and Hitman Holla, and I mean, we scheduled something Labor Day weekend. We're going to be in Miami Beach, so we're going to go at it Labor Day weekend. That's what everybody wanted to see. Everybody been waiting for that. So I done smack one of the St. Louis niggas upside the head. I see I got to do the other ones. Like, I try not to. You know what I mean? I be trying, like, to just ignore them niggas. And, like, but they just...
Can we all just get along? Can we all just get along?
We need to be your live wire connect on Lush Radio while you out there, so we can trailer and do and shoot the hottest trailers around on you, man. As a special guest on us, because we're gonna be polying, but we're gonna have to set that up, man, because it's too much excitement for me to let that go right there. Like, if you're making these moves, you know, and T-Bird and them, we could be rocking with you and Lush. We all got your back from the door, you know. Shout out to all your YouTube pages and stuff, man. You be killing them on that YouTube, dog, and that YouTube was official.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially T-Bird and Dooley, like, them is my, like, that's like family. So if y'all rock with them and y'all support that, you know what I'm saying? They know I support them 103% with anything, you know what I mean? Shout out to them niggas too right now. I wish he was down here with me. Word up. Like,
so you head into the DMV to Virginia area. I'm out here in the Maryland area and stuff, man. I salute you, man. Go ahead and do your thing out there, man. Any upcoming, videos we need to look out for, mixtapes, new singles dropping, what's good? Let us know.
Well, right now, I'm still working on my solo project, my debut LP, with K-Mac from the Soul Diggers, who's doing my beat for Rebel Music, the album. I mean, Rebel Music 2, the mixtape, that dropped February 14th on Valentine's Day, that's out. Know what I mean? Y'all go get that if y'all don't got it. It's on you. Know what I mean? Everybody can download it. It's free on netfip.com. Just type in Rebel Music, type in Arsenal, whatever. I mean, you already know YouTube, man. Arsenal, A-R-S-O-N-A-L. Put Arsenal Freestyle, Arsenal Battles, Arsenal Saw, anything. Whatever you want to put at the Arsenal is going to pop up. Catch me on Twitter, twitter.com, at Arsenal the Rebel. Facebook, Arsenal the Rebel, MySpace, Arsenal the Rebel, anything. Email me, arsenaltherebel@gmail.com. That's how you can catch me, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I know the beautiful voice over there, Ebony, has a question for you.
Word.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. My question, first I want to know, like, where are you going to be battling out on the West Coast? Is that in the Bay Area?
Yeah, at Oakland, at the Oakland Metro on 3rd and Martin Luther King, May 8th, which is next Saturday, 5 p.m. I mean, so if you're in that area, come check me. One thing I guarantee is I give my people a show. That's one thing. I don't just, when I battle, I can't just rap and just talk and just spit lyrics. Like, this battle's going to be crazy. Like, I mean, because what, I mean, how it's going to go, like, I got a lot of new ideas and shit. Like, this time I got props. You feel me? It's gonna be funny. It's gonna be real, real original. Like, you ain't gonna see what I'm gonna do in these battles from now on, and how I'm gonna present them and bring what I bring out and everything. Everybody start doing it after this. People gonna start bringing stuff to their battles and doing this and watch. Just mark my words when I tell you this. I'm not just gonna rap no more and just yell and switch up my flow. I'm gonna switch up everything.
Alright, you heard that here first. Wow, man, we just gonna have to use that as some special archive footage, man.
Trailblazing. I'm telling you,
trailblazing battle scene, and he making moves already, so it does make sense.
Definitely.
Yeah, it
when
makes
you
sense.
See Murder Move jump back in the ring, when you see him jump back in the ring,
he been on the show.
And
he been on the show.
And jump back in the ring. I'm just telling you, when you see them jump back in the ring, and you see them with extra shit in their battle now and doing all this other craziness, just remember where they got it from. That's all.
Wow.
That's all I want y'all to do. It's just remember where they going, where it's gonna start at. It's gonna start May 8th.
Wow. Watch out for May 8th. It's about to go down. The grudge match.
Mm,
Arsenal
yeah.
is annihilating people, man.
No.
Y'all better get ready, man. For
yeah.
real, y'all better work out, stretch, and do all that. He said he's ready to annihilate. He ain't playing no
yeah.
games. Goo, you up to bat?
Yeah, I wanna get his Twitter before I ask my question. What's his
Twitter
page? What's your Twitter page? before I answer my question. Yeah.
It's at Arsenal Del Rebel. ArsonalDaRebel.
All right, now, we got all the battle rappers following us, so you need to follow back ASAP. Plus, this is Jersey, this is Irvington all day, so you definitely got to follow me back ASAP. Follow me back. Nah, but my question is basically going to go, since we's battle rap night, and I got like a kind of legendary question, because y'all niggas is getting it in, and not for the sake of the whole, everybody gets, you can answer the same kind of question. Tell us one of your most memorable moments. Where was you at? What kind of stacks was on the line? You take the trophy home that you was out there bodying them, and your peoples was with you, and you had it going on. You rocked them and killed them, like, cause that's what you in it for, man. So tell us what happened.
You said my most memorable moment?
Yeah, yeah. Most memorable, dog. Come on with that, man. Wherever it was.
Right,
city, state,
my most memorable. Nah, one of my most memorable moments in a battle was it had to be with Oliver Khan, which is also another dude that's like my brother from another. Like, out of every battle rapper that I ever battled, even if I didn't battle, out of all the battle rappers that, like, me and Oliver the closest, real talk, like, and that's, I put that on my hood. That, like, I done brought him out to Grape Street with me, you feel me? Like, he done been through the hood at Irvington, Ellison, Hopkins, y'all know what I'm talking about. He done been down the block with me, all that, up in, you know what I'm saying? That's like my bruh. But When I gave him the Hulkamania leg drop and I see his eyes open, that was crazy right there. I knew I had it from there because I saw his eyes. He was like, "Damn, it's up." Like he just gave me a damn, like damn. Like he, and I mean, I just feel like, I mean, I feel like he lost his confidence when I did that. Real talk, like, the way he looked at me was like, shit, like, oh, man, I don't know what I'm going to do now. But that's one of them. That's the most. I say number two is when I battled Aquas, and I kind of did the same thing. When he took me to Grape Street with a real grapes ride and stomped me on the grapevine till it made one, that kind of hurt my feelings right there. You know what I mean? I remember that because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to come back from that one right there. That kind of hurt.
Wow.
And, like, number three, I'd say conceited. When I kicked him in the chest, I didn't even mean to kick him in the chest. When I told him I drop kick him or something, I made a mistake and I really kicked him in his chest. And him not being a real guy, because if somebody kicked me in my chest, I'm sorry, battle would have been over. He just looked at me and was like, come on, man. And I just was like, wow, he's a mutt.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a lot of moments, man. I can't really think of all of them right now. Oh, nah, one of my most memorable moments, though, really was when I battled Rich Dallas. And I brought my whole hood up there with me. Now, not to get off subject and talk games or nothing, but I brought my whole hood with me. We like 30 to 40 dudes. From that's on my side. They only let me in with four people at this Gladiators event. And Rich Dallas had the whole Bronx, Brooklyn, and every other blood in New York in that building. And when I said something about the Bronx being clowns, and these niggas just start going crazy. They start swooping all over the place. I thought I was going to die.
Wow. You know, hold up right now. We got a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and let that caller get his question in real quick with you, Arsenal. And, you know, hopefully he can bless us, you know, with a little, you know what I'm saying, some fire real quick. You know, this is Freestyle Friday, Follow Fridays. And I know you be annihilating people, so I want that fire, man. I want my ear to sizzle, baby.
I got you.
857, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with one of the hottest battle rappers on the market right now, Arsenal. What up?
What's good,
Lush?
You know it's your boy, Bugsy.
What up, Bugsy?
Ain't nothing.
Austin in the building. What up?
Just had to tune in right quick, man. Ain't nothing, Sid. You know, like, a couple of cats around the wave and tell me about you. You know, they say you're doing your thing, man. Like, I really ain't going to ask no questions. I'm just going to wait till May 8th, peep that out, man. Follow you on Twitter, man, and I'm just going to actually hit you with my question after that, man, because I'm going to have to see before I can speak. You dig me?
All right. I dig it. That means I got a feeling your question is not one of the not something I might like then, it seemed like.
Oh, no, that's what I said. I ain't got no question. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just got to wait till I see. You know what I mean? Like I said, I heard you got a buzz out there, but for me to really, like, you know what I mean, judge or ask somebody a question, I got to see their work before I can, you know what I mean?
Oh, why?
So, like I said, I see what you do on May 8th, you know what I mean? And then I follow you on Twitter, man. I just, you know what I mean, give you my review, man, and just let you know from there.
Oh, all right. That's what it is. I appreciate it.
You already know. Keep it up, honey.
That's what's up right there. Real quick, you know, before we get any further, real quick, can you do something for me, fam? Can you give us a Lush Radio shout-out real quick, Arsenal?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. If y'all don't know, I'm rocking with the whole cast and all the hosts at Lush Radio. Shout out to them, the realest internet radio station on the planet.
That's what's up, man. I'm feeling that, man. Can you bless us, man?
And they from Irvington. What you say? Can I bless you? Well,
actually,
the
Guru is from Irvington, and I'm from New York, but I live in the DMV. And my girl over there is over there in Cali. But your man is from Irvington. He's from your hood.
Okay.
Arsenal, you repping hard, man. But we got a nationwide, worldwide thing, like a collabo with the world, man. That's why you on. That's why you on tonight. And we appreciate you, man. And Lush is really carrying the torch. Lush is carrying the torch for worldwide hip-hop nations, man. She's doing this for nations of hip-hop. That's what Lush is doing. And she's out there holding it down in the DMV, and Ebony is in Cali, man. We appreciate you. And I'm in Jersey, so you know what it is. I'm up top bringing it to the world, man. And Lush is at the top of the mountain, man. This is what we do.
That's what I'm talking about. And I like to hear that.
That's what it is. So, you know, are you ready? You ready? Because I know you done stressed and everything, and I know you in the car, but I'm ready, man, because, you know, it's Friday. I'm hyped. Come on, get it in, man. Give it to us, man. Give us that fire, man. Give us the annihilation, man. Give it to us, awesome.
I told him, hold up, wait a minute. This will only take a minute. You're facing your oatmeal bowl with the raisins in it. 9 bottles in my pocket, soft Caucasians in it. I'm immortal in combat. My body got Raiden in it. It's funny, in my blood, I got a lot of graping in it. I don't sit when being chauffeur. Seat reclined, I'm laying in it. Back in the day, fuck your fort, I was playing in it. Always hit my target, you was missing, we was aiming different. Our birthdays, our blood types, and our names are different. So why you think you meet opposite lame description? I got binoculars on a chopper when it's stainless spitting change positions. Had you in a doctor, your remainder's missing. Promethazine and codeine, get the same prescription. You pedal and don't move like your bike chain was missing. I swear to God, that cushion had you staring at the strangest visions. Grape Street gangster, crippin' the music, I changed the mission. Ever since the Maserati, yeah, the range was missing. I'm speeding in the left, you in the right, even our lanes is different. I push the start, you stick that key in the same ignition. I'm a pro, NBA, you D-League lame division. I told him, wait. But homie ain't listen, right? Homie ain't here. You think homie ain't missing, right? You want to know what I think? I think homie gonna miss his wife, because homie was abducted and homie became victimized. I never did surround myself around unofficial guys, fake fabricating phony niggas tell official lies. Everybody want to slice as soon as they give you pies. A nigga shoot you in the back as soon as he give you 5. But I'm a bang bang nigga first, pause. Get a bigger hearse for everybody he love. I kill him first. I write a dope hook about it, then I spit the verse. My shit hot, you could probably spit it in reverse. Get a rope, get the shovel, then I lift the dirt, pour a little Henny for him if you ain't got shit to smoke. How you stop a nigga from talking? You slit his throat, peroxide the cut, and just watch how the nigga choke. Something like though.
Wow. Ah,
dang, son! Wow. You wanna say it? God damn.
Wow.
Hold on. I know what this is. Another Lush Radio what?
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Oh, what is you doing to the people? Say you an assassin, son?
Yo, man, I got one more to say. One more thing to say to these people out here, man. These niggas is not fucking with me, man. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Most of them not.
That's what it is, man. Yo, all I can say is, man, that was Yo, that was like, if you was battling me, I've been like, yo, I had to fall back real quick, son. Like, I had to fall back. Like, the Arsenal just,
stop
and I'm
it,
scared
man.
Right now, son. I'm scared. I'm trembling.
Nah, stop it.
Yo, I heard instruments, man, at the end of your bars, huh?
You heard instruments?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, I was like, you know, I'm a drummer, so I'm like, I could just say, yo, I'm about to start. You know, if I had to set in front of me, I would just start just playing to what, yo, it's just crazy. That's what it is. But see, I always tuned in to all instruments. If I was just to go jump on while you was playing, yo, that was crazy how you syncopated that, man. You ran through its rudiments, man. I'm into that whole music thing like that, but not for nothing, man. The bars was tight right there, man. That's classic right there. That's on the
point.
Right
the only
there.
Thing that I really think that I really like about Arsenal is that you paint a picture when you're battling. You paint a picture
yeah.
that you actually
yeah.
see that happening. You know?
I tell him my mind's blank, but I still paint a vivid picture. My pop said, "Stay away from snakes and never let that lizard lick you. Accomplish your goals and reach out for the bigger picture. Settle beef without violence, become the bigger nigga. Most of these cowards is nickel flippers. Careers ain't going nowhere for a while, so I suggest you go get a snicker. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers, but me, I pack a pair of pencil utensils, let you pick the letter. I guarantee I provide perfection, printing preposterous phrases that Pop put on his pages. Learn your lesson. Listen, I'm lyrically living life in a luxury. Lyricists looking up to me, ladies looking and loving me is lovely. It's getting ugly. This united, universal, unsigned, underground movement is under me. Apparently, all of these rap athletes after me actually asking me, and advice is what they asking me. So take caution, because Arsenal cause catastrophe. Yeah, I wild out on the freeway like I was cast.
Yo, wild out on the freeway like he was cast. So if y'all don't know, you know now, I'm proud to say that this Jersey, I know we got off track a little bit, but this is Jersey, man. Yo, we up top, man. Yo. If y'all don't know, when he start following me, it's going to be a problem, so.
Yo, all I can say is, Arsenal, what the fuck, son? What? Arsenal, what the fuck, son? Yo, you are just, like, a problem. You are a problem.
Take that as that, like, this is, like.
Off the bus. We just got to our first rest stop, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know.
Yo, you got to.
One of my. Songs is cool, so I'm getting ready to do what I do while we got the rest stop real quick.
Yo, go do what you do, man. We appreciate you, fam. You know what I mean? We hope we can get you back on the show again, and hopefully we can have a live battle on Lush Radio Online, man. It's about, and we're going to all is involved. It's about to be retarded. But we appreciate you. We love you. We support you. And you a problem. For real.
I appreciate it, man. And one more thing. One more thing, for real. I just want to let y'all know, I will not battle Hollow the Don ever again. This nigga is a problem now. Ever since he battled me, I'm not on it. I'll keep it in real, nigga. Out the house, real tough.
Okay, so you gonna say never? You swear you gonna say never?
You know I'm joking. You know, funny, right?
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you, man, and keep doing what you're doing. We wish you nothing but success and have fun in VA, man. Do what you do, man. You're going to keep doing it, man. We proud of you. That's what it is, man. We just had Arsenal live in the building, man. Off the freestyling on Freestyle Friday, Bugsy, what you think about that, Bugsy? What you think about that, Bugs?
He did his thing. I might not have to wait till May 8th.
What do you think about that, Bugsy?
Hey, man, he brought the food to the table. I think everybody got their Sunday dinner early, man. He done fat niggas, you know what I mean? He got, you know, did his thing, man. I talked to him. Salute.
That's what's up, man. You know, you guys definitely got to check out my dude, Bugsy, man. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's a good dude. Definitely supports Lush Radio Online. And I love his little baby, man. You know what I'm saying? I saw him on the baby on Skype. You know what I'm saying? You know I love the baby.
Good luck, bro.
You know, but shout out to the babies. But, yeah, man, throw your Twitter and everything out there for the people, man, for real.
All right, I made it a little bit easier for y'all, man. It's the real Bugsy, my easiest threes, So that's th3_therealr3al_Bugsy, B-U-G-S-Y. You follow me, I follow back. I always keep it a honey.
That's what's up. And since it is Freestyle Friday, do you feel like you got, you know what I'm saying, you know, you got something in your system that you just want to let out, you know what I'm saying, and just get a world a little bit of something since it is Freestyle Friday?
I do a little something like, I tell them I'm not a rapper. I ain't in it seriously. I'm only joking when it comes to these bars. Like, seriously, you dudes fighting with the pen in your pad. I treat mine like my dad. Don't need it. I get by and I don't lag. Only dude that move in the front while still looking back. And you dudes can't pass me and I'm laughing at you cats. Like, look at that. And they all taking pictures like picture D in the back. But Bugsy keep the rail and build a flamingo like picture that. Do bring it back to the mobs. I don't slack. And I got the goons in the back, and they rob, and they don't nap. But if you act real twisted, then them dudes gonna get you. Put you in the gravy and lane. Nigga, don't listen. You can act hard-headed. I'ma turn your soft ass. You can get laid in the grass, tossed with you know, a little something for you. Lush Radio Entertainment.
No, a little something. That was all right, though. That was all right, though. What y'all think about that, y'all? Guru Ebony, what y'all think about that?
Oh, that was nice. That was straight fire.
That was nice right
there. Straight fire. I'm going to hear some more. He's going to need to come on. We're going to have to do a battle. We have to have a battle.
It's okay, hey, man, I ain't got no
He in the battle arena now, so you know how Arsenal did. That was like, you know, we in the arena right now. He caught himself at the end, you know, he slowed it down and took it down. You know what I mean? He knew when to shut it down. Said, you got to be a real MC out here, man. This is Lush Radio. You know what I mean? So we appreciate his flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to stick to it, man. You come off the top, let's go, man. That's how
that's
we do, man.
That's what it is.
That's a hard act to follow out here, baby. It's the battle time, baby.
We was talking about, we're going to have Luciano on the show in a few seconds. Another hot battle rapper. We was talking about this whole relationship situation, man. We want to ask your advice, man. You know, a female goes, you know, say you got a daughter or somebody, you know, you want to tell them some stuff, you know, about, you know, a situation where, you know, she meets up with a guy, you know, I mean, they at a nice restaurant, they ordering lobsters, you know, drinking some Moscato, some Riesling, all that. And, you know, it come to pay the check, my man say, yo, where's my wallet, son? Son, where my wallet? No, I mean, and he looks at her, and so what's the advice to the woman, man? What's your advice to the woman out there, if they're caught out in a situation like that? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What you think?
Oh man. because I'm picturing it. I'm just like, I don't know. I got that face on, like. Oh, man. Give me a second on that, Lush. I don't know, man. Like, yeah, because I'm going to really think on that, man, because I want to give, like, you know, a real feedback. I don't want to give a, you know, nothing lousy or slouch on it. But give me a second on that. I got you.
He said he got to think about that for a second. Oh, man. So, people, I want to know
what... If you was a dude, and what if you really did forget your wallet? You know what I'm saying? Because, and then you was feeling this girl, and I see, what I didn't really pay attention to, you actually then spent the whole evening talking to this person before the bill, you know, came or whatever the case may be. So, like, one of the guests said before, what if y'all was having a good time? And then he actually did forget his wallet. Then he knows he just messed up all chances. Possibly, you know?
Yeah, your name might
But he said, we get to the house. If he say, okay, if he says, can you go ahead and take care of it? As soon as we get to the house, I'll give it back to you. Then that brings a whole other different situation to the scenario.
Who's to say that he going to go to the house? What if he just dip out and just drop off and roll out and say, holla? What if he do that?
See, that's what, that's.
It's a judgment call before or after, you know? I mean, you're going
to
be beat.
I mean, I think you should have already had a couple of conversations with dude anyway if you're about to have dinner with him. If you really don't know this person, then lunch works just fine. So in case you,
But, I mean, you still get situations where y'all might do all that lovey-dovey talk on the phone and you thinking you really know the person like that. And when you get to the thing, they real cruddy. I mean, you know, everybody switches whenever they want to. People we think we know switch at any time.
That's true. So that's you know, that scenario there. We got to find something to do about that.
So what would you do, you know? I know Bugsy was on the show with us when we had Street Queens the Movement last night, and we were talking about the whole cougar thing, you know, and shout out to the cougars. But I want to ask Guru, have you ever dealt with a cougar before? Did you find that they were kind of like, you know, kind of obsessive, or they kind of like wanted to control you? How was your experience with a cougar, and how old was she?
Nah, man. I mean, I've been on my own since I was like, for the most part, that was like my first relationship. So I mean, it was good. It was great. I always, being the Scorpio I am, just like, you know, never part ways on some bullshit. It's always all good. So I already had a healthy relationship in that respect. I like the question though, because it hasn't been many. That was probably like my first. And then I was like, so now you already know what it is. Hi, babies. You already know. I love my hey, you know, all my ladies out there right now, you know what it is. I don't deal with no cougars right now. Holler at your boy
you
right
now. You want the young girls? So you want the, so
it is
saying,
what it is. Holler at your boy. I'm not getting it. That's not the kind. That's not the topic. That ain't the topic. That is not the topic, yo. Stick to the topic. I'm good. Shout out to all my beautiful ladies.
Oh,
cougars,
man.
Y'all do what y'all do, cougars. Love the cougars too. Y'all get it. Y'all can get it.
Yo, shout out to the ladies.
Cougars get it.
Cougars get it. Shout out to the Cowboys. But hold that thought, man. I think we got, you know what I'm saying, Luciano live in the building. I'm talking about, we got the hottest battle rappers worldwide, international. We had Hollow the Dom. We had Arsenal. And now, not last, but least, the one, the only, Luciano. Are you live on the line with us, boo?
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
What's good with you, Luciano? What's happening?
I'm chilling. What's popping?
Ain't nothing much. You digging in the scene on the Gangsta Lane, fam. We honored to have you on the show, fam.
That's what's up. I'm honored to be on the show, yeah.
That's what. Let me go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, bro. So you got any shout-outs to anything before we get into it, fam?
Nah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm just doing it right now, yeah.
Okay, all right. That's what's
up. Just shout out to Lush Radio for real for putting me on, you know what I mean? Shout out to Cookie, too. I got to say shout out to Cookie for real. She made it all possible.
Yeah, that's our wonderful program manager, and she does an excellent job, and that's why I love her to death, man. So
anybody
out there that try to do dirty stuff, you're going to have to look for me, and I am crazy. Holler at your girl. Yo. But Luciano, man, you know what you know made you get into the whole battle arena and say, yo, this is what I want to do. I want to annihilate people. I want to massacre them on a battlefield. Talk to us.
I don't know. Yeah, I just think I'm the nicest right now. I don't really think nobody can really touch me lyrically. You know what I mean? It's like everybody on some dance shit right now, or everybody on some, you know what I mean? They scared to use big words nowadays. You know what I mean?
Real talk right there. That's real talk, man.
Yeah.
You know, tell us some new stuff that's going on with you right now. Any new mixtapes, anything out there that we need to look for? What's popping? Any show dates, battles? Let us know what's good.
Yeah. We got the Soul Calibur mixtape out right now, yo. We got the first part out. We're working on the next three. They're already done. We're just trying to get leeway so we could drop them all or whatever. And then I'm going to come out with the Hustler mixtape, which is nothing but, you know what I mean, features from all the hottest female artists out right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do something different. So, like, the whole Hustler mixtape is going to have nothing featured but the hottest female artists out right now. You know what I mean?
It is. That's what it is.
And also, correction, Luciano is not a battle rapper. He's an up and artist. He does write songs and stuff. Not to say that battle rappers don't write songs, they write songs. But
yeah,
Luciano,
yeah,
becoming artist. So that's my correction live on the air, okay?
Miss Community, you good.
Shout out to the staff. Out to the staff out there.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. But
yeah. I say invitation, though. Anybody want to battle, we get it popping just because Lush Radio put it out there like that.
Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to my girl, Ebony Live from California. Ebony, you got some words? Ebony, you got some words? You there?
Come on, Ebony.
Yes.
On to the next one, Guru.
Press one.
Guru, you got some words?
Of course. Hey, man, I just want to say we appreciate you joining the show. And throw that Twitter out there, because we really rep hard and on that aspect. And then I ask my question, man.
Yeah, that's what's up.
What's your Twitter, man?
My Twitter's at Mr. Luciano.
Now, basically, like, since you really coming into the game, man, what do you think it's going to take, like, independent? You want to be independent, but, like, what is it going to take for you, like, to go to the next level for you? What's really your plan right now? Is it shows, or is it really just networking with producers, more work?
Yeah.
And just throw that info out there. Who you working with as far as producers, man?
I just do my own thing right now. I really haven't met any producers that really work with me. You know, a lot of people's like on some Hollywood shit right now. So you know,
I just keep it gully.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I just keep it gully. You know what I mean. And I'm just trying to do me, trying to bring that good music out. Take it back to the essence, you know what I mean? Like, everybody ain't out there just partying and popping bottles. There's some real shit going on out here, you know what I mean?
You doing your own beats?
I do some of my own beats. I work with some other up-and-coming producers, you know what I mean? Some cats out of Jersey, some cats out of Texas. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to give all the new, like, people that's hungry right now, I'm trying to get them a little shine.
Okay.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Now we're going to go back to Ebony. See, she's back with us. Ebony.
Yes, I must have lost signal. How you doing, Luciano?
I'm doing good, Ma. How you doing?
I'm doing great. My question to you is, what inspired you to start this new project with just all the female MCs?
I don't know. To me, it's just like something different. You know what I mean? There's a lot of nice female artists out there that really don't get, you know what I mean, the notoriety that they should get, I think. You know what I mean? A lot of people look at female artists just as like, you know what I'm saying, like some ass something. But there's a lot of talented females out there that really get it popping. You know what I mean?
Luciano, question. What's the hardest adversity that you feel that you had to deal with being in the music industry?
I don't know, it's kind of hard being a Puerto Rican MC coming out, you know what I mean? Big up the Big Pun who, you know what I mean, opened it up for us, but they still kind of look at us like we're not really, like we don't belong on the scene, you know what I mean? So I'm here to just put that stamp in there, you know what I mean? I got to plant that flag and let it be known that, you know what I'm saying, we can rock the mic just as hard.
That's what's up. I'm going to go on to Arsenal and see if we got one of these songs. I know we got a song from you live in my Arsenal, so let me check for it real quick. And hopefully we can go ahead and play that one on the show. Tell us about is there any videos or anything that we should look forward to, any video footage that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, you can go ahead up to YouTube and see the little footage that's on there, but we're working on some videos right now. I'm working on a video with Lady Luck for Attracting Me and Her Dad. I'm working on a video for my new single, Fame. Should be out here within the next month. You know what I mean? Just...
Well, okay. All right. What do you feel are some of your milestone moments for you? You know, as an up-and-coming artist, are there some milestone moments for you, you know, in your journey?
Just the whole process of just how people are just really accepting the music, you know what I mean? Everybody's music is not accepted, especially when it comes on some on some non-commercial hip-hop, you know what I mean? So that's a big milestone in my life for people to actually feel my music, even though it's not real commercial.
Okay, all right. And I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for Bugsy out of Boston. Bugsy, do you have a question for Luciano?
Basically, what made you want, you know what I mean, just like get the lyric thing, you know what I mean, make it just so niggas can't really hear, you know what I mean? What basically just made you want to get in the game and make it do what it do, basically?
I don't know. I just got a passion for it, for real, you know what I mean? Just growing up to the culture or whatever and listening to, like, some of the top lyricists of my time, you know what I mean? Like Pun and Big and Pac and Rakim and stuff like that. So, you know, I was like, to me, that's a big shoe to fill. So if I want to actually try to put my foot in it, I got to be able to try to fill it, you know what I mean?
Dig that. Definitely nothing wrong with that. And my last question is, what's your personal opinion on the game itself today? You know what I mean? A lot of shit that's out going on today.
I just think it's real commercialized. We're trying not. Everybody need to make their money, you know what I mean? Like, in the whole long run, you want to make a career out of it, but, you know what I'm saying, try to stick to the music. Don't make it all just bubblegum rap, you know what I mean?
That's real talk right there. That's real talk, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to look out for the shit that you do, man. You know what I mean?
That's what's
Keep
up.
Tab on it.
That's what's up.
Put the Twitter out there for the people. Put the Twitter out there, your information and all that for the people.
That's what's up. Okay. Yeah, you can get at me, yo, twitter.com/ Mr. Luciano, LUCHYANO. You can also hit the website up, www.luciano.com. You know what I mean? Check out all the updates. Mixtape is on there. You know, we're going to get it popping.
That's what it is, man. Luciano, we truly appreciate you and everything, you know, coming through on the show, man. You want to spit a couple little bars for us real quick and everything? Before,
yeah, I'll spit a little something right quick. It's always gonna have a passion for stacking up my guap. Never gonna stop hitting the block even though it's hot. Gotta pay rent and invest in stock so it grows. Large enough for foreign bankrolls. How it was made, well, should never be told. I'm just a businessman with the brand that's consumer friendly. Keep me only in the Porter whips. I don't like them Chevys. And I don't smoke no Reggie. But you do, cause you accustomed, man. While mine walks right through customs, man. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. What's up? Can we get a quick shout out for Lush Radio real quick, man?
Yeah, that's what's up, y'all. What's good, Lush Radio? Do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online. Let's get it popping, y'all.
That's what's up. Definitely appreciate you, man. You know, and we definitely following you on Twitter, and we support what you're doing, fam. Definitely we want to have
what's
you. Yeah. Appreciate you.
All right.
That's what's up, man. That was Luciano live on Lush Radio Online, man, you know what I'm saying, and doing his thing. Make sure y'all support him out there. And, you know, got a couple of words from a couple of different people that definitely rock with Lush Radio Online. But you know what? I feel like a lot of people, you know, that we met, you know, we might not even know this shit. You know, I don't know where they came from. But you know what I'm saying? Some people riding with you because they riding with you. Because they want to work with you. And some people riding with you because they're trying to see how they're going to get out of the situation. But at the end of the day, you know, everything comes to an end. And it's over. Shout out to Drake. And we're going to be back on Lush Radio Online in a few minutes.
Yeah. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Till it's far from over.
Alright, bottles on me. Long as someone drink it. Never drop the ball. Fuck are y'all thinking? Making sure the young money ship is never sinking. About to set it off in this bitch, Jada Pinkett. I shouldn't have drove. Tell me how I'm getting home. You too fine to be laying down in bed alone. I could teach you how to speak my language, Rosetta Stone. I swear this life is like the sweetest thing I've ever known. Got the gold thriller, Mike Jackson on these niggas. All I need is a fucking red jacket with some zippers. Super good Smitto, a package of the switches. I did it overnight, it couldn't happen any quicker. Y'all know them. Well, fucking me either. But point the biggest skeptic out, I make him a believer. It wouldn't be the first time I done it, throwing hundreds when I should be throwing ones. Bitch, I run it. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Far from over. One thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. And I swear I got this shit that make these bitches go insane. So they tell me that they love me, I know better than that. It's just game, it's just what comes with the fame. And I'm ready for that, I'm just saying. But I really can't complain. Everything is kosher. Two thumbs up, Eva and Roper. I really can't see the end getting any closer. But I'll probably still be the man when everything is over. So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes in on. Y'all just do not fit the picture. Turn your widescreen on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on. Man, they treat me like a legend. Am I really this cold? I'm really too young to be feeling this old. It's about time you admit it. Who you kidding? Man, nobody's ever done it like I did it. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Far from over. Yes, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pintail beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and I make my fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do-do. But I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio. And I eat beans. Thank you.
What up? It's your boy Cardi. Yeah. When I'm in the DMZ, always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. Hey, yo, Lush. Let's show what time it is, babe.
Yo, what's going good with you, man? This your boy, Money Matt, with Stop Beef from Radio. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just got officially stamped.
Hey.
Yo.
Yo. Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Fahim, representing Black Ops Media Marketing. And when I'm online, I'm listening to Lush Radio on Lush Radio Online. Yeah.
You already know what it is, man. You know what you logged on to, you dig. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. It's Friday. It's going down. Freestyle Friday. We had Hollow, the Don, Arsenal, and Luciano live in the building. We got our man Bugsy, you know what I'm saying, joining us live in the building. And it's not a game, man. We always got some action-packed interviews, man. And I'm live with the favorite people in the world, my two favorite co-hosts, Ebony and Future Ghoul, live in the building. And we ain't playing no games on Lush Radio Online, man. We turned all the way up. So, guys, this is another question, man. Y'all been seeing all the craziness about this shit called cash stacks and everything. And I was really even talking to program manager about getting cash stacks on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because he's mad hilarious to me, you know. And a lot of people was like, yo, you know, we need to just, like, ignore her because, you know what I'm saying, we can't give her fame. But, like, I mean, Superhead did it. All kinds of video chicks did it, you know. So the only thing about her is, like, she's going extra hard. She's putting people's addresses, phone numbers out there. She sound like, you know, she freaking ain't never even passed kindergarten. You know what I mean? She crazy. But at the same time, you want to think, like, what got her to the point she is right now? Why is she acting like that? That's the crazy reason why I really want her on the show. But what y'all think about Cash Stacks, man? What's your opinion, Ebony? Because we be laughing about that joint. It'd be mad funny.
I'm really trying to figure out, like, if this is actually her or is this some type of marketing scheme. You know what I'm saying? People do things for attention. People do things for money. I'm just trying to figure out, like, really doing this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, is her speech actually true or is this some type of marketing scheme? I really haven't gotten to the point where I actually just figured it out. And number one, I think the reason why she has taken the internet and the YouTube by storm and Twitter or what have you is because people like drama, you know, and they're just so engulfed in her daily activities. You got the haters making comments to her all the time, you know, and it's just like if you don't like something, then you don't comment on something. So, therefore, it's like she would stop any publicity is good publicity when you're a quote-unquote celebrity or somebody that's in the media. So, even when you send her a tweet and it's a negative tweet, you're still giving her attention. So, whomever doesn't like her or whatever the case may be, stop tweeting her, stop, you know, retweeting what she says or stop commenting on anything that she's doing. And the people who do, you'll be able to see between the people that do like her and the people who don't like her. And I'm pretty sure there's more people that don't like her that's giving her more attention than the people who actually do like her.
I want her to come on the show because she make me laugh. She make me laugh.
So I would honestly like to know, like, what happened. If she actually is this person, I would actually like to know what is it that drove her to just deciding one day, you know what, I'm just going to expose the Young Money crew and also expose myself in the same, you know, in the same token. Like, when you put
Are those her real breasts? Are those real or are they fake? Are those real breasts? Are her breasts real? Hey, Bugsy, what you think? You think Cat Stack's breasts are real?
I don't even know. They probably
think they're real?
Might not.
They're kind of huge.
They might not be, but I don't know. My whole thing on that, there's a lot I could and would want to say, but at the end of the day, it's just like there's other ways to get a name out there, and if that's the only way you can get a name or get some type of fame, stop the five. That's all I can say, man. I don't know. Find another way to get a name, man. That's just, I don't know. It's ridiculous.
I just want to know are her breasts real. I just want to know. Are they put on? Like, are they real?
I doubt it.
They look kind of like extra, like perfect. Like, they sit real high. She has, like, the small head and, like, big old boobs. But, you know, I just want to know are they real. That's my question. Cash, are your boobs real? Holler at me. But, Google, what you think about the Cash Stack situation?
I can't comment on it because I'm not really following all of that. But y'all just enlightened me on most of it. But I just say, I mean, you got to decide if it's entertainment, if you're going to take the value. Are you going to take the value of it as entertainment? Or are you going to take the value of it as feeding into hate and all of that? So, I mean, just off of what I'm hearing off y'all, I mean, I don't know the girl. I don't see her boobs. I don't know that. I'm not sure too much, but I can't comment. So, I mean, I'm really hearing more about it, like, through y'all. So, like, it's kind of interesting. But if you blow in the whistle, it's only because you got the information. If you know, is she rocking with it, man? I don't know.
Well,
you going to call her? What can you call her, though? I mean, what? She's doing
I mean, I just say that she's a great comedian. She makes me laugh. You know, she's hilarious. The voice is hilarious. It's hilarious, and on top of that, like, I've never seen somebody go so hard to rip somebody and put their phone number, their address, how they living, you know.
Yeah.
she basically said that she slept with the whole Young Money. She slept with Nelly, but apparently that was fraudulent on Shade 45 because she was actually talking to them, and they put her on blast. And, you know, I really don't want to put her on blast because she's hilarious, man. She makes me laugh. Like, she's funny, you know. I mean, if she want to do that, that's her, to each his own. But I just hope that one day, you know, maybe she can, like, you know, change her life around, you know. But she want to do the same thing that Tila Tequila did for MySpace. She blew up off MySpace and got a reality show. And she about to blow up off Twitter, get her a book deal, get her a reality show and stuff, you know what I'm saying? What y'all think about reality shows for real? Like, don't y'all think it's oversaturated? Like, everybody can get a reality show nowadays, man. What you think about that, Bugs?
Yeah, that I've been thinking that myself too, man. I've seen a lot of these previews for shows coming out, and it's to the point where anybody can get one. I mean, if you got a nice little buzz, or if you may know somebody that knows somebody, you going to get a reality show. And I really don't condone a reality TV like that, but, I mean, it is buzzing out there, so I don't know, no comment, but anybody could, though.
Wow, Ebony, what you think about that, man? What you think about the reality show movement?
Channel one, baby.
I was speaking. Yeah, you know, I had to think of for a minute. Goodness gracious, can I get some thinking time?
25 Where you at?
Basically, I think that reality shows are partial of it. They let you into their homes. You know what I'm saying? But it's not really real. Reality is not really reality because a lot of the stuff that's staged, they may do a little bit of, you know, they may be doing a little bit of some of the stuff that they're actually doing, you know, but they're still keyed into making it do a certain way. There's programmers that are also still programming the show, so it's not, we think it's reality or what have you. But these people know that what they're doing is not really, you know what I'm saying? That's not really the reality of everything. We don't get to see everything. You know, they edit it and everything. So it's just about drama. The more drama, the more people, the more viewers. I mean, America, you know, are nosy people, and they love drama. So therefore, the people who are into drama and into, you know, knowing somebody else's business instead of worrying about their own, therefore, they're all into it. I, for instance, I don't watch reality television. No, I'd rather watch the soap operas and know that it's fake and no one's trying to tell me that it's real than watch something that I'm thinking that somebody's telling me it's real, but it's actually fake.
Man, I don't watch soap operas. I don't watch none of that. I stay on the internet. I don't watch TV no more. I watch bootlegs and I go to the movies, and I don't watch no TV no more because it's full of BS. For real,
exactly.
I don't watch no TV. You know?
But I'd rather watch something that I know is fake than something that people are telling me that it's real and it's actually not. It's false.
Man, they got so many reality shows. They got Celebrity Fit Club. I don't know what. They got everything. They got Tanya and stuff, Frankie and all that stuff, right? I don't knock them. Get money. But, like, if you get a reality show like Tila Tequila and you don't do nothing after that, then, like, what was the point? Like, you're supposed to be doing more, like investing into something or something. I don't understand that. I'm saying, can you give us a reality show? What's good, VH1? Holla at us. If you looking and you listening to the show, holla at us, VH1. We want a reality show. At least we know we could flip the money. What's good? Holla. Holla at us.
Less is crazy.
What's good, man? VH1. Call me. I'm going to put my number out there, 240-468-2571. VH1, we here. What's good? Who I got to smack up? What's good? You know what I'm saying? This fuck out of here Fridays, Freestyle Fridays. We live in the building, man. It's not a game. You know, we had some, you know, hot battle rappers in the building. Last week we had Cortez. You know what I mean? We done had people from Scarface, you know, to Popra, you know, to Sheena Arnold, and several. I mean, we done had so many. K Slade. We had our man from Sub Zero. Deep Freeze, you know, Doggy Diamonds. We done had so many great people on the show, and we really commend them. And we really want, I really want to salute real businessmen, people that really do their business out there. We want to salute all the mothers, the single mothers out there that are doing their thing and grinding without a man by their side. And all the single fathers out there that's grinding and their mothers ain't there doing their job. And for the families that are together and working together, we want to salute them, you know. And the young kids that are out there that's not in the streets, they trying to achieve and they surrounded by negativity, but they trying to make a way when there's no way. You feel me? So we definitely want to salute all them people out there that's really trying to do some things out there. We in a recession, but that don't mean that we got to live like we in a recession. We can still make it no matter what. Don't let them brainwash you and say you can't make it. You can. Whatever you speak to in existence can happen. Look at this, Lush Radio Online. It was a thought, and it became something positive, man. Come on, let's go. Real talk right here, man. Lush Radio Online, man. Do y'all got any quotes or anything to get to the people before we get into our, you know, the F out of here segment of the show? You got any quotes, Ebony?
My quote is to stay hungry, don't get greedy.
Ooh, I like that one. That was spicy, tantalizing. Put some hot sauce on that. Yeah.
Wah.
Wah. Ooh. You got a quote for the people?
Yes, of course I do. People, all just do your research. Do your research. Always do your research.
Lush,
do your research.
He said, Bugsy, you got a quote? You got a quote for the people, Bugsy?
Yeah, my little quote, man. Basically, for the people, man, watch who you keep near you, man. That's basically all I could tell them.
That's what it is. And my quote for up-and-coming artists and just people in general, invest in yourself before you think anybody's going to invest in you. Invest in yourself. You're the number one priority, so invest in yourself. And when you can invest in yourself and invest in everything that you believe in, then people will see you and they will want to invest in you. But you have to give them a reason why they want to invest in you. What makes you different than anyone else out there? And make sure when you move stealthy. Let them see you, but not see you. Don't let them be ahead of every step you make. Some things are not meant to be said to everyone. So sometimes we need to close our mouths and just move in silence. This is Lush Radio Online. We ain't playing no games with y'all. We keep meeting, winning no matter what. I'm going to play this Archie Eversoul song, Keep Winning. And when we come back, you know what segment we talking about. So all them wanksters, all them cats is doing crazy stuff. Get ready because we about to light you up on Get the F Out of Here on Lush Radio Online. So if you feel like you're in the mood to call in and cut somebody out, call in at 347-826-7722 and get the fuck out of here on Lush Radio Online, man. We ain't playing no games. Seriously. And if you're whack, we're going to tell you to get the fuck out of here or we're going to hang up on you, point blank. Either one. Take your pick. But you know what? Archie Eversoul, Music Jones, keep winning no matter what. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do nothing. You can do everything. Keep winning. And we'll be back in a sec.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time looking now.
no head to believe. Turn they back on the G, but now I'm back in the street. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. So to please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas they never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up.
What it is, man, keep winning no matter what. Don't let anybody in life tell you that you can't do anything. Don't let anybody, whether it's your family, friends, or even your homeboy or your homegirl, you can achieve anything you put your mind to. And I co-sign that. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself. Lush Radio Online has just spoken. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. You just officially got stamped. Those are my words for today. But you know what it is. You know what time it is. And you know, for all them haters, it's time for you to get lit up and get the fuck out of here. Drum roll. Since we got our special guest, Bugsy, live on the line representing the Boston area. Bugsy, you know, basically the rules of the game is you call in. You basically, if you have a gripe or just people just getting on your nerves for certain kind of things, you just tell them, yo, I'm tired of all y'all faggot-ass niggas acting stupid as hell and getting on my freaking nerves. Get the fuck out of here. So, Bugsy, take it away.
All right, man. Basically, for all the niggas out there, man, that don't act, who act like they don't know what it is, man, yo, my name is my name, man. Anything certified, you can still act like you don't know, but just do me a favor and get the fuck out of here, you dig?
Yeah, you already know. Batter up. You already know what it is, Ebony. It's your time to shine.
Out of here with that bullshit. You need to come with some real shit instead of that, you know, that Play-Doh shit.
Wow, she said the Play-Doh shit, man. Shout out to Gumby. For real. Play-Doh shit, man. Guru, batter up, batter swing. You up to bat.
Yep, Mike Chuck. Just want to tell everybody, if you don't pay attention to Lush Girls International and all the beautiful ladies I got getting down with it, fuck out of here.
Yes.
Night-night.
Yo, if you ain't down with Lush Girls International, if you ain't down with Lush Radio Online in general, if you're not down with the Retweet Squad, if you're not down with Ghoul, Ebony, Natalia, K-Star, Beauty, Cookie, you know what I'm saying, Bugsy, the whole squad that run hard with us, and our spokesmodel, Niagara Falls, the whole squadron. If you're not down with the whole squadron, you get the fuck out of here, man. And if you say you rock with us, then support us, man. Because I'm going to come out with them Lush Radio posters, and you better be copping one. Because I don't play them games. If you support, you can go out here and put down a bag of herb and pick up a poster and support the movement. Because if you support us, we're going to support you. Lush Radio Online. Invest in yourself, and we'll invest in you, man. Let's go, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. For real.
I just want to say that it is LushGirlsIntl at
what it is.
Twitter. Thank you very much for following Lush Girls International. We will be flying the friendly skies and on the road. So get with it. Get with the movement, please. This one is popping.
You know.
That's all I got.
We got a caller. We got, a caller calling in from the 202 that wants to call in from the DMV and bless us. What's up, DMV 202? What's goody? You're live on Lush Radio Online. What up?
Yo, what up, Lush?
What up, who this?
Yeah, what's good?
Who this?
Yep.
This is Genius.
That's good,
what
Genius.
What up, Genius? What up with you, Genius? You are Genius. What up?
What's good? Shout out to Lush Air Guru. Bugs,
what's up,
bro? Really
good. What's up? I'm just hollering at my people's on this Twitter right now since I'm in the Twitter mood, popping with the show. Everybody that's supporting the show is
Friday. So who you want to say fuck out of here to?
Yes, Genius.
Everybody live on Twitter.
I'm a little under the
Twitter.
Weather, but my thing is like for all the people that's not trying to progress in life, you know what I'm saying? Pick up a book and learn something. You know what I'm saying? If you're not, get the fuck out of here.
That's what's up, man.
Oh, man, I hope you heard. Hope you tuned in the whole show, man. We had some fire from Arsenal, and had some big time guests coming through right now on these Fridays and Wednesdays and Tuesdays. So everybody, that's supporting us and following, we appreciate you. And if you think that I ain't about to unfollow you, and if you're not following me, I am about to do that. So this ain't even nothing personal, man. Y'all know that this is a movement, and we got to roll on, man.
You
love
said he gonna follow you,
that ain't nothing but ladies, lovely ladies. So the lovely ladies, just come on. I'm hanging in there with y'all.
Since we got our boy Genius live on the line with us, man, I got one of his instrumentals called Warzone. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what y'all feeling. If y'all feeling this or not, let me know, man. This is Never Hot or Not joint right there. Produced by Genius, the one and only. This dude definitely shows love to Lush Radio Online. Check for it, man. It's the producer's corner tonight.
That's what's up.
Cool.
I got to put it on the full volume. On the full volume.
They down there in the middle of the block, me? Huh? Down there where all of them...
Let's take it down. So that was the instrumental by Genius right there, you know what I'm saying? Just a little sample of something, you know what I'm saying? We always playing different instrumentals, different things. You're going to hear more from Genius, you know what I'm saying? So we live in the building, man. Hey, man. Genius, what's good with you, man? Put that Twitter out there, man.
My Twitter is Genius, Genious, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me up on Twitter. I speak, don't be afraid to say something, you know what I'm saying? I speak back and I follow back. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit under the weather right now fighting my allergies, but you know what I'm saying? I still speak back.
I know, man. I'm sorry you like that. What you want me to do it the old-fashioned way, how mom used to just suck your boogers out with her mouth, man? You want me to suck your boogers out, man?
Nah. You crazy, like. Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Fuck them pussies out, dog. That's real love right there. When you know this is some real shit. When you really rock with somebody, you either gonna suck their boogers out or you let them pull their nose on your shirt. No talk. Like there's no napkins nowhere. Your nose is snotty, dripping, and you like, yo, you can blow your nose on my shirt. That's how real it is out here, son.
Well, if it's an old shirt, then you know what I'm saying.
If I ain't wearing that shit, yeah.
Yeah, I discard that later.
You know? That's how real it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
I do that with my son, though. You know what I'm saying? That's probably about the only.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you, I rock with you, man. So like I'm saying, if you ever need to blow your nose, son, I got my garments for you, man. My garments.
Oh my goodness, what am I doing with you?
Ask him about that question with the date. How about ask the genius if you know? What do you think about that?
Yeah, James, what you think about a date, right? You go on a date, right? You know, this is like if you was giving advice to women or, you know, your daughter, anybody, if you had a child or whatever, you know what I'm saying, out there. And, you know, she going on a date with this dude and, you know, they first meeting each other and they're sitting there, they ordering Moscato, Riesling, you know, lobster tails, quarter pounder, steaks, all kinds of stuff, you know, filet mignon, you know. And my man stops patting his pocket like, yo, my dude, I don't know where my wallet at. Dude, what you do, man? What you do, man? Give us some advice.
I say this. I say this in 2010. If people wasn't fake, you wouldn't have situations like that. People need to keep it real, you know, you really communicate, let a person know what your situation is. All that could be avoided. You know,
okay, so since you said that, then this is the next question, right? And this is the last question for the night before I play this song from Split Star Exclusive, What Are You Doing? The question is, so if a guy comes on a date with you, you know, if a guy goes on a date with a female, and he say, yo, I only got $80. This is my budget. Will you work with me? Should the woman work with that guy, or she say, man, get the fuck out of here?
I mean, if she a real woman and not superficial, then you know what I'm saying, you'll work with a person. Because it's not about, you know what I'm saying, money. It's a lot of things you can do that really don't cost that much. You know what I'm saying? And that's being real. You know, but if she's superficial, then more than likely she going to keep it moving unless she's just the type to try to get over anybody and she'll take whatever she can get. You feel me?
Yo, I really want you to blow your nose on my shirt. What's good, though? Let me
tell you. Oh, my goodness. You're too funny.
Get your boss, dude.
Man, with y'all, man. But it's been fun. It's been great. We had great on the show. Hollow to Don, Arsenal, Luciano, Bugsy from Boston, Ebony, my co-host, Guru. You know what I'm saying? The whole squad, we got genius in the building. Make sure you log in each and every Friday. Hot or not, it turns all the way up. We got battle rappers. We got big names. We got up-and-coming artists. We got producers. We got everybody. We don't just deal with hip-hop. We deal with Hollywood cats. Man. We had Sheena Arnold. We had Pope on a joint, man. We ain't playing no games out here, man. This is your one-stop shop for entertainment and education on Lush Radio Online. And my boy, Split Star, sent me this exclusive while he was in Australia right here. It's called What Are You Doing? So all you cats out there sitting around and sitting on your hands, you know what I'm saying, ain't doing nothing with their life. They waiting for somebody else to hand them a spoon in their mouth, and you ain't out there grinding and getting money and doing what you got to do to feed your family and do what you got to do, and you waiting for that woman to take care of you, man, get the fuck out of here and ask yourself, what are you doing? We out of here. Lush Radio Online. Get your game together.
So, what are you doing?
Yeah, your boy wants to play.
What are you doing?
What y'all niggas doing, man? What,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Represent.
like table waiters while we steady counting babies.
What are you doing?
Fucking up these black rappers, shutting up they trap slappers. Man, you ain't a crack trapper.
What are you doing?
You trying to fool me.